Casual Friday on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Awareness Month.
That it is.
Awareness Month means that October is a month full of all kinds of awareness campaigns, awareness days. And it's also Pastor Appreciation Month
as well.
So can we call it Pastor Awareness Month?
Sure. I'm fine with that.
We're grateful for our pastors.
Yes, we are.
I'm going to give you a chance to share that, too. If you have, if you want to share words of thanksgiving for your pastor today, we're going to open up the listener lines. I don't know if we've ever done that yet on the Coffee
Maybe
Hour.
Maybe once.
Once? Okay.
Yeah, but we're getting crazy today.
We are getting crazy and wild. 314-821-0850. 314-821-0850 in St. Louis. 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727. Or you can email us.
Or tweet us.
That's right.
I've got my phone.
At KFUO Radio is the Twitter handle. Did I get that right? It's called
the
Twitter handle.
Yeah. Wow,
email,
nice job.
Email is KFUO at KFUO Radio. I want to show some love for your pastor today. You can do that. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at CUW.edu. Live Uncommon. With us in studio this morning, the Reverend Robert Zagor is Executive Director of the LCMS Office of National Mission and a pastor, too. So thanks so much for being in studio. Thanks for being a pastor, Bob. Glad to have you in studio this morning.
It's good to be here, and I'm aware that this is a good month to be here.
Awareness Month. Aware of all the awareness opportunities this month. But pastors.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for pastors.
I'm grateful for my pastor.
You have two pastors.
I do.
I have one pastor, but we have many retired pastors who serve in our congregation as well.
We have a lot of seminary professors too.
Ah.
Actually, there's lots of callers on Sunday morning. We have great Bible studies because of that, though.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Very thankful for the work of pastors. What is the work of a pastor?
Well, it's just about everything, but of course the chief job is to provide word and sacrament ministry for the congregations, to have that connection according to Christ's institution with the people of God, to bring God's gifts to them so that they can know their life, their hope, and their salvation in Christ.
That's pretty important work.
That's
the most important,
The most important work. Of course, you've always got to be careful not to overdo that because of the doctrine of vocation, because the Lord sets a big matrix of people in front of you who will help deliver his word, his love, his life, his grace to you, and pastors are one of them. And it's a great job. I was in the parish for 27 years before coming to the synodical offices, and I miss it almost every day because the interaction with the people of God is one of the great things that happens in anyone's life. And to be able to bring the biggest gifts that the world has at the moment of greatest need is a gift beyond compare.
Yeah, absolutely. This might seem like a silly question, but what does our pastor bring us? Obviously the word and sacrament, But what is that vocation? What does the pastor bring to us? And not just on Sunday morning either.
Okay. Well, I guess the big thing is you've got somebody who Christ has said is there by his command to speak his word. And so that means that you never really have to wonder whether you're getting it from God or not. Mm. And so, for example, if you've got a sin that's bothering you, Christ has put somebody there with a particular job of declaring the forgiveness of sins in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you your sins. And that's nothing light or momentary. This is an eternal gift that suddenly you can get simply by showing up in front of the person that Christ told you is there for your sake. If you have a question about the Word of God, you've got somebody whose entire life is professionally dealing with that Word, handling the problems and applying it to the lives of the people. One of my great professors, Norman Nagel, once told me, the best sermon is the one that can only be preached from that text to those people on that Sunday. And by that he meant you've got to wrestle with the word, you've got to deliver it to their lives, and you've got to deliver it in such a way that it's meaningful to them right there so that they can take it home and say, Christ gave the gift and the gift is received.
You mentioned the pastor being given to stand in the stead, to speak the word of Christ. And the example you were giving took me right to individual confession and absolution and the words in that, you know, we have the individual confession and absolution in our hymnal, Lutheran Service Book. And do you believe that my forgiveness is God's forgiveness? The pastor says in that.
Aren't those powerful words?
Yeah.
And your answer isn't this long sentence. It's yes.
Yes. I believe that God has given you this specific vocation to deliver his good news to me. Mm-hmm. Thanks be to God that he's seen fit to provide for us in this way so that I can hear those very words directly to me.
And I have a friend that in my last parish we did confession and absolution together because pastors never hear it on Sunday morning from anybody else. Mm-hmm. So you've got to go to a brother pastor and do that. And he would always say, yes!
With great gusto.
With great gusto, you know, because we need it too. Those gifts are delivered throughout creation for the sake of God's people.
What about you? Are you grateful for your pastor? You want to share some words of thanksgiving for your pastor today? 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727. Or in St. Louis, 314-821-0850. You can tweet us at KFUO Radio. Email KFUO@KFUO.org. What are some ways that that your congregation, those you serve have shown appreciation in the past that you found meaningful or that you appreciated also?
Well, I've always been in congregations where they've overdone the appreciation. It gets downright embarrassing, and I keep telling them, God does all the work, I take all the credit. That's enough. I guess the biggest, if you want a serious answer, the biggest thing you can do is show up. And I mean that quite seriously. I don't believe anybody who hasn't conducted himself in the office knows how much work and how much sweat a pastor puts into the preparation of Bible studies, sermons, and so on. And by sweat, I don't just mean actual labor in dealing with the text and writing it out, but you see faces, you think about incidents, you know what's going on in the lives of people, and you tortures, too big a word, but I can't think of a better word at the moment. You torture yourself over how am I going to bring peace to people who know this is going on? How am I going to bring Christ's word to people? What's the best way to say this? And I remember struggling over single sentences for days as I would write a sermon. And so the very best and most appreciated way to really thank your pastor is show up. And, of course, I always used to joke with people, too, if you want to be memorable to your pastor, walk out and say, that was the worst sermon I ever heard.
All right. Mark that one down.
Okay, now you have to elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, lots of people say that you did a good job, Pastor. That was a good sermon that spoke to me. You really stand out if you say something like that. But the serious side of that is that you do want to know that there's been a response to the sermon. That, I'm not really advocating that you tell your pastor he did a bad job. But there's a casual way of interacting where it seems like you realize that the turkey is in the oven and it's burning and you can't wait to get by and you know you've got to shake this guy's hand. Or you can say to him, something out of the sermon that really meant something to you. Like, I didn't know that I was still burdened by this sin because I wouldn't forgive somebody else until you said it in the sermon, or words to that effect. Anything that was meaningful from the sermon as it hit you. And that also helps the pastor preach better in the future, because he knows the kinds of things that people take home with them.
Yeah. It's like practicing active listening.
That's
during
exactly
a sermon. Imagine that.
There are times when I think, you know, when we're walking out on Sunday and I think, I can't believe that he preached that whole sermon about me. That's just embarrassing that he preached that entire
right?
sermon about
oh.
me in front of everyone here. I can't believe that. Everyone knows that he was talking about me when really he was actually preaching to himself.
So, how much time do we have?
About a minute.
Oh, man. Okay. Maybe some other practical ways that we can appreciate our pastor, especially if they have a family and little kids. Ways that we can show our, if people are doers.
A great way to be a doer and show appreciation is particularly to pay attention to a pastor's wife or children, because mm-hmm. they tend to be among the most neglected in the congregation, because the pastor always has emergencies, always goes away. So remembering the kids, remembering the wife, and making sure that you understand that, or they understand that you know that they're making a sacrifice, and that you appreciate it and you love them.
Pastor Appreciation Month. We appreciate our pastors. I'm thankful for Pastor Bob at Pastor Bob Liebman at our church, and you have
Pastor Golden and Pastor Harrison.
Thanks,
I am
God.
Thankful for them.
And we have many retired pastors in our congregation as well that we're very grateful for, mm-hmm. who help teach and step in as well. We have two Pastor Liebmans in our congregation, father
what?
And son. It's like, yeah, father and son serving. Thank you so much to our pastors and for all you do for bringing us the word of Christ, word and sacrament ministry each and every day. And not just on Sunday, but bringing us the word all the time. Pastor Bob Zagore, Executive Director, LCMS Office of National Mission. Thanks for being here today, celebrating Pastor Appreciation Month with us.
A great pleasure. Thank you.
Have you thought about serving in the church? Have you thought about it?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about an opportunity for young people who are considering serving in the church in a full-time
capacity.
Yes, capacity. Thank you. Putting words
it's
there.
It's Friday.
Yeah. You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.